As long as you try hard, grades of zero are not given at Charlotte's Mallard Creek High School. The worst grade students can get is 50%, even if they turn in homework late or get less than half the questions right on a test. The policy went into effect last fall, and now CMS officials are reviewing it to see if it should be implemented system-wide. Mark Bosco is a big supporter of the policy. He's the executive director of the Northeast Zone of CMS. Bosco says the grading policy doesn't mean a 50 is the new zero.
The reality is this really only benefits a student who has, you know, maybe a glitch in their academic work over the course of the year. Maybe they had an illness or maybe they had some sort of interruption to come into school. But the idea was that we didn't want zeros to be catastrophic for kids. In some classrooms, though, you have some teachers that have their own sort of view about a zero is a zero. And for many kids, that zero mathematically would make it impossible for them to pass the class. So the idea was to give kids the benefit when they are attempting to make up work or attempting to do their best on a test, that we're giving them the opportunity to not have a zero on the books.
Let me just see if I've got this clear. Let's say a student just flat out does not do an assignment, doesn't turn it in, whatever it is, homework, or doesn't do a test. Does that student get a zero for that?
Yes, that's a zero. The big caveat is effort. So the reality is everyone thinks this is like a major change. An A is still an A, a B is still a B, a C is still a C, a D is a D. But what we're saying is the range for an F is going to be slightly adjusted for students who are attempting, who are putting forth effort. So this is really just a pro-student approach, common sense, and most teachers are going to do this anyway. And, you know, I'm as a high school principal, a middle school principal, a teacher. You always try to put kids in a position to do their best. Now, sometimes they're going to fall on, you know, situations that prevent them from always putting forth their best work or their best effort, and we want to minimize those when appropriate.
And what would that be? Like maybe their home experience?
A home experience. Maybe they have an illness in the family, a death in the family. Maybe they're working at night. They have some sort of situation they have to deal with on a temporary basis. We want to just try to help that student as much as we possibly can. But it has to be appropriate.
Do you worry that this system may be benefiting students who do have some sort of difficulty outside of the classroom at the expense of, I don't know, undermining the students who don't have difficulties? Maybe they come from homes where parents are very involved with their schoolwork and they make sure that they get straight A's all the time. Do you worry about that?
I don't. I was principal at Independence for 5 years, and we had a very similar practice there. And my students still got into Harvard. They still got into Columbia and Princeton and Carolina and Duke. And so I didn't see any negative impact whatsoever.
What about maybe students who realize that the floor is a 50 if they put forth an effort and they say to themselves, well, I'm not going to try that hard and I'll still get a 50 out of it. I won't get a zero like I normally would. Do you worry about that?
No. A 50 is still pretty low.
But zero is worse.
True. But, I think that, you know, we're going on a mastery-based approach, and I just really don't see the 50 as having the negative impact on students saying, well, I'm just going to not try and get a 50. I think that's not going to be the case.
You mentioned earlier about teachers giving out zeros. Do you think that teachers may view this as a form of grade inflation because they can't give a student the grade they think that student deserves? Let's say they do an assignment. This student deserves a 20. I can't give them a 20. I have to give them a 50. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I just don't know about that. I can tell you from my personal experience, I never did that as a teacher, teaching social studies, just never did that. So I can't understand the rationale behind it. If I had students and they handed in late work to me, I always gave them credit for it and believe it was much higher than a 50. Now, the fact remained that I still had students who failed, and I felt I was doing the best by kids. So, I mean, that to me, this practice at Mallard Creek is just good common sense leadership.